Are there any questions from the last class or any other? Last evening, like the question was that if you can tell me one thing, you know, you can decide for me and tell me one thing, then it will be easier for him, for the questioner. And speaking about this question, Ubhabhyam ev pakshabhyam yatha rave pakshinam gati tathev gyan karmabhyam jayate paramam padam. So he is saying that as when we see birds flying in the sky, they use both wings, not one. No, from one wing, it will not be possible to fly. And probably because sky means like the practices are this inner realm, there cannot be kind of like traces, you know, footpaths. You know, this is why he is using like the sky, means cannot be footpaths. So he's saying like, you know, everything, like whatever is, has to be used for this purpose, you know. There cannot be like one or the other. And paramam padam, like this liberation or the supreme or the divinity, somehow it reach out through going through all and then kind of like feeling for yourself, you know, like it's more like a felt realm, not a like decided realm, you know, like if we really watch inside us. Like when we are deciding through the logic, is very different realm on. And when really we are feeling, very different realm is on. Like to the feeling, it doesn't feel like I decided. Like when you really feel clearly, it doesn't seem like it's my decision. It seems like something being sown. So similar sage is saying that actually this is not, you know, this cannot be done from the faculty of decision. This can only be done from the faculty of feeling. And that only one can do for oneself. You know, like the felt, you know, it's like very, very, very alive, kind of is not based on logical understanding. You know, like it's many times we find ourselves not really knowing, like why I am doing this. Like even like many things in life we feel like doing and have no reasons to do that. Like, so sage is saying actually is the work of this feeling realm and clearly felt and probably like it's, one can fly there, but not without any footprints, you know, without any kind of, it's like one's own journey. Like he's, what he's trying to say, that is like one's own journey and feeling has to be fully involved there, you know, in order to proceed. Not decisions. Kevalat karmani jnanan nahi moksho abhijayate kint ubhabhyam bhaven moksha sadhanam Ubhayam Vidu. And Vidu, like people who know, are people who have probably flown or gone there. So saying like those people always say that is not like a logical decision, like when we make, it's always something we take and something we don't take. Like it's somehow it's like against, you know, the logical choosing happens. That I choose watch, not this. Like logically, when we choose, then there will be like clearly few options, and out of them, we will choose one. And like in a felt way, probably like, you know, if I can describe, like, you know, say, in a felt way, you know, maybe there are these many things. And say, you know, it cannot be like choosing, but still, like, say, like when I take the watch, so actually situation will be that there will be like light on the watch and darkness on all other things. Like felt way is that way, like really only one thing is seen, others are not seen. And logically, like everything is seen, and then I decide to take watch. And felt way is like the moment, you know, feeling kind of like, we can say choose, you know, it's not really choosing. So then, like only on the watch will be the light, and all other things will be in the darkness. They will not be seen. So it's not like, it's a kind of choosing, but it's not against anything. You know, it's like, that's where you walk. You know, that's where your step go. And there is no feeling that, you know, I'm leaving these things behind, because those things are not seen. So saying that this, like choice or something else, whatever that is that way. It's like a really felt and then steps. Like feeling and stepping kind of goes together. So he's saying, like Vidu, like people who know, they say that this faculty of feeling has to be evolved in order to know where your feet should go, where, you know, you are, where kind of like your wings, you know, should fly or whatever. So he's saying, like, this is something from a very different faculty. And when that comes, then all other things are not seen. Only where your steps should be, you know, that is seen. So saying, like, this proceeding happens that way. Like a very, very clear, we can say, light, you know, shows something and step happens. And then another step, like again, this light keeps on showing where to put feet, and process happens. Any questions around?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
If the feeling is about the moment, you're trying to make a decision.
Is feeling it?
Is not about. And you're making a choice. Or uh-huh. You have a decision to make, or a decision coming up. And the initiative, the feeling isn't there at that moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, then maybe kind of like a, you know, keep on waiting. Yeah. You know, also feeling, like I have to clarify, because when we reach to feeling realm, there are like personal feelings, you know. Like in the feeling realm, also there are personal feeling. Like, you know, my liking, like feeling of my liking. So he's not talking about those feelings. You know, like there is a realm of personal feeling, And then, you know, below that, there is realm of feelings, you know, like which can feel without being personal. So he's referring to that place. You know, also, like, what can happen, like listening, like what I'm saying, I could feel my feeling, you know, like there will be like my feeling to things, and my feelings might say, you know, swimming in the lake will work, but because it's my feeling, you know, it's not the feeling. So what he's saying that from the feeling, like we really have to dig the feeling, not my feeling. And then, you know, this these steps like appears. Because there will be like my interest in my feeling. Like when I feel for me, you know, I'm the, like my interest will be there. Kind of like my liking, my disliking.
And the feeling is the feeling for others.
The feeling?
And the feeling is the feeling for others.
Like, you know, that involves, you know, like,
Everyone. It's not like
you really don't feel that also others are there, you know, but they are there. Like in the beginning, you know, the feeling, you know, it's like a realm, like a whole realm where, you know, probably we can say this, the feeling is the, like has connectivity to all. And my feelings has connectivity to me as well as what I like or what I dislike. Like, you know, this is like a small network, my feeling. The feeling has a bigger network.
So with more meditation, you can get greater access to the deeper feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Like through meditation, through, like, you know, meditation is not the only way, you know. Also, another thing I have to say, you know, there are many other ways. Because you like meditation and I like meditation, so that's why we are here.
What are the other ways?
You know, like so many other ways, like yoga and, you know, so many ways. So not to really, you know, get stuck only for meditation, you know. Maybe, you know, some other ways also could be there. So because somehow we have a kind of collective feeling about meditation, so that's why.
And how do you know it's like a genuine kind of deeper kind of knowledge or feeling? I mean, does it just come through so much stronger than a logical or emotional response to something?
You know, because it's like a, you know, it's not like knowing, you know, it's like more like seeing. So, like, actually, the doubt will not be there, you know. Kind of like what happens, like, with our knowledge, with our logical decisions, doubt is always in the back. Like, however cleverly we decide, you know, there is always doubt. And with this way, like, you know, doubt will not be found.
And does the deeper kind of feeling, does it always come through as a feeling, or can it just be an experience of a moment? Or
yeah, you know, it's like experience of the moment.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Also yeah. Like a vision.
Yeah, in another way, you can say vision. For the feelings?
Yeah, for a normal person's stuff.
Like my feelings?
No, like the feeling.
The feeling, So like if I ask you a question, you know, how did you enter in this meditative life? What was the, how that was decided? So that. So like, you know, same thing. And I like, you know, keep on giving chance to that so that like you can have more access to that.
When you say you make a decision from your feeling place, there isn't doubt.
Yeah.
But then you can make a decision from your feeling place and follow it, but then when you come back to your mind, it can be that.
In the mind, like in mind will always doubt feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Like this is why actually, like the kind of good thing, you know, that mind always doubts that. But another good thing is that we never listen mind also, like when it's clearly felt, you know, like this is also a good thing that we really, we find ourselves in the hall, kind of, you know. And asmin arthe pura vrit itihas badamite karunya akya pura kaschit brahmano adhit vedika. And certainly like the sage can feel that, you know, what he is speaking is not clearly understood. And certainly like as long as, like if, you know, this felt way is not reminded, you know, it's always not understood. Kind of like the felt way comes and then we again fall back in, like with our mental status. So like when somebody refers, certainly it feels like, you know, I have never done this. But actually we have done this, you know, but always kind of like it's hidden, like some point in the life, clearly that leads us. And then because like once we step, then again the whole logical realm comes and says, you know, like take all credit for it, you know, says, you know, like, kind of like, because of me, you are in sattal, you know, like, because of me, you know, like you, kind of. So we keep on listening this side again, and then forget that someday, you know, like, because of that, I moved into meditation, I run into meditation. So certainly, Sage felt that, and now saying, you know, I'm going to, for clarifying more, for so that you can understand more, I'm going to speak this through a story of somebody, and that might, that might help you. And then now story starts. Agniveshasya putro abhut ved vedang parga guror dhit vidya san jagam graha prati. So in Sanskrit, like they have this, like they call family of fire. You know, family of fire means people who felt to go to adopt the life of meditation, the life of yoga, means they really want to, like as fire always goes up, similarly these people decided that they want to grow in consciousness. And growing is like, growing in consciousness is always like going up, like feels like going up, because when you are up, you see, like more high you are, more clearly you see, the view is more clearer. So in consciousness also, more grown you are, like more, kind of like more you see. So this is why, like the family of fire means people who decided to give their life to the consciousness, so that consciousness can you know, somehow make use of the life. So saying like, from this family, that means like everyone who decides in life to meditate, to yoga, you know, any practices, belongs to this family. So he's saying like, from that family, somebody went to a teacher, and certainly this family, like from this family, people really seek for guidance, and certainly they go to teachers. So saying, from that family, somebody went to teacher, and Gurur Adhit Vidya, and spending time with teacher, like there are, when you reach a teacher, there can be two ways to reach a teacher. One way will be reaching teacher like a kind of like copying behavior. And another way is reaching teacher through the heart. Then maybe behavior is very different, but heart will be same. Like, you know, the kind of like love will be same. And maybe you are living your life, you know, your way. It's not teacher's way. And what seems like very easy, it seems like really to copy, you know, how teacher speaks, you know, how his hands are, like how he's dressed, kind of like. So this person really was into this, like really copying the teacher and really copied like fully, 100%. Same dress, you know, like same colors, kind of like everything same. So saying actually, this doing that, like reaching teacher and reaching teacher through copying method, really have known all the behaviors and came back to parents. Nitya karma krit tushnim sansayanu grahe tada agnivesyo vilokasya putre karma vivarjitam. And like when came back to home, then like after finishing morning, like bathroom and showering, everything. And certainly, like, teacher used to be quiet, you know, like, so also this person, like, was trying to spend quiet time without being quiet, you know, like when you copy, it's like, that's what happened, like, you are not quiet, but you really try to spend time as if you are quiet. So, and because his father could really see, so, and the son was spending, like, after finishing his morning things and spending this quiet time without being quiet. So, and Sansayanu, and his father really started doubting because the quietness was not in. So he really doubted him and asked him. Prah etat bacho nindyam guru putra hitaye cha kim etat putra kurushe palanam na swakarmana. So, and like generally, like the relationship with adult children and parents is always criticism, you know, like really, parents really try to find, you know, like anything, something to criticize children. But like this, this father was not doing that, not to criticize, but really to refer, you know, that this is not appropriate. When you really like criticizing, you know, your words are different, you know, like you really probably shout before and then speak, kind of, you know, that happens. But here this was not the case, like he really very quietly said to his son, that looks like, you know, you have to look inside you, because what you are showing or how you are behaving, your inside is not same, you know. It's like some control mechanism going on with you, you know, like it looks like you have probably input some control mechanism in order to be. And that is not like, you know, that is not very good. You know? That is like for time being, you know, that might be helpful, but for whole life, the control mechanism is not good. So he's referring that, my son, you know, you really have to look inside you. Probably you adapted or imported some control mechanism, and this import is not good. So if you can really look and find some other way, so that this control mechanism can go, and some wise way can come to be. Akarm nirtaha siddhi kath prapyasi tatvad karmano asmat nivritti kim karanam tan vedyatan. And he's saying that from this control mechanism, nobody has been able to fulfill the life, you know, the fulfillment of life. Nobody has been able to reach through control mechanism. So, so saying like, you know, I'm sure that also you will not be able to. You will also not get through to the fulfillment of life through control mechanism. So if you can really look in and see why you imported this, you know, why this control mechanism is there instead of wisdom. Yavat jivinam agnihotram nityam sandhya upaset pravatti rupo dharmo ayam srutva smritya cha chodita. So saying, like the people who know, they say that as long as this natural wise system has not come, the Agnihotram, like the from the family of fire, people who really belong to family of fire, people who really allow consciousness to act through them, he's saying like as long as it takes, they should keep on practicing, you know, as long as it takes, you know, it's not like that they should start, you know, if success is not coming, then they should start copying. So saying like people who know, they say that the family, Agnihutram, like this family, like when one has made decision to give one to the consciousness, then as long as that has not happened, they should keep on practicing and like this is the dharma for them, for people who belong to this family. Dharma is that not to rely on control mechanism, keep on growing till like this, you know. I think probably in computer language, you know, don't input any software till no software is needed, you know. Like in computer is not possible, but in human consciousness it's possible that without any software it can work. So probably not to put any software and wait for it to happen. So saying, like people who know, they say so, that, you know, a day will come that your computer will work without software.
Sorry to ask a question.
Mm-hmm, please.
I'm trying to understand the difference between the control mechanism and the wisdom. That you said that the way it sounds to me is like it brings one to another.
It.
Like without
control
mechanism, you won't get wise.
Yeah. Like, you know, there has to be like some control mechanism.
So how can you get only the wisdom without the control mechanism?
Because this person already decided to, you know, to be part of that. And again, after deciding, again, really adopted the control way, you know, again, really adopted copying way. So this is why he's referring, you know, this is not, and feeling that kind of like, you know, I have done my job also, because like he was suing his father that, you know, as if, you know, he has this wise mechanism, kind of like his behavior was that, and this is why father is referring that, you know, probably this is not good idea to, you know, to create like this control mechanism in for the fulfillment of life. And like in daily life, you know, there has to be some control mechanism. So
that's
yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah. So like, because he's really referring like only one area, you know, this area of Agni, you know, like when you decide to be a tool of consciousness, you know, then this is not good. Like, you know, there, yeah.
There's control for your own survival, and then there's control for trying to control everyone else and people around you. That's what I think you mean. It's more than one type of control.
No, because, you know, but all of them come within the control system, you know. There are, like you want to control others or control yourself. You know, they are within that realm. And in spiritual kind of like language, you know, none of them will be like, you know, it's helpful, but for time being. You know, like you have to move on from them. They are not end. So this is what he is referring, you know, like is like you really have to recognize that this is not end, you know. Like copying cannot be fulfillment of life. So you have to move from it, from this to the wisdom. न धनेन भवेन मोक्षः कर्मणा प्रजया न वा त्यागमात्रेण किन्तु एके यत् तो स्नति चामृतम्। saying like this, nectar of wisdom. Doesn't come by making a lot of money or by doing service, you know, like good deeds, service works, also not by renouncing, but like this, nectar or this wisdom is found through like walking through a felt way, you know, like there are no ways which can really reach someone to this nectar. So he's saying like actually like using all the opportunities one has to really use the feelings, not personal feelings, and walking through there, through the feelings, to the nectar, and saying like, people who know, they say so. So it's not that one can make a lot of money and can have it, or one can renounce everything and can have it, or one can do many, many good deeds and can have it. You know, it's like very different than any kind of doing. So he's asking that, you know, you really have to know this and again, probably start feeling so that you forget about copying. Like when you start feeling, actually, even if same kind of behavior is coming, it's really coming from the feeling. Because you felt, you know, it's not from the copying. Like many times it could be that same thing is coming, but it's because it's felt, you know, it's coming from the freshness, from the aliveness. So saying, you know, you really have to, even if you want same kind of behavior as your teacher do, so still, you really have to do it from this felt place, not from this copying place.
Mm-hmm. If we're on the path, though, we might be challenged from this feeling place, might be asking us to get some money or to renounce or to go and do some
things. Yeah. Of course, you know, like it's like, so he's saying, like, you know, not to think, like, of course, that will happen. So really go for that, but, you know, not to think that, like he's saying, like, not really to misunderstand. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. He's still talking about that there isn't a like one
or the other
kind of route, yeah, to get there.
Yeah, you know, it's like what he's trying to say, that it's like what Maybe somebody, in order to feel, has to renounce. You know, that is possible. But like if, you know, if I renounce, not, you know, just renounce for renouncing, you know, like, you know, it can, like, in order to feel, if I have to do something, you know, that is different thing. But I cannot just, you know, like, renounce, and that means, like, you know, I can also find the feeling, like the, so this is what he means, you know, like, it's like, there is, there are no rules. Each one has to find, you know, kind of like dig deeper, and from there only, you know, like the probably steps will be shown.
And so actually, when we dig and our path starts to show itself, it can look kind of anyway.
Yeah, you know, it can look to others very strange. Yeah. Like, you know, that's what, like, generally it happens, like, you know, like, your way looks to others is, like, looked very strange, you know. You know, this is, and, yeah.
And it can also look very, it might happen to then look very normal as well.
Also, yeah. You know, it's no rule, so anything, you know, very normal, you know, very loving, very strange. Yeah.
So why would someone like Ramakrishna place such emphasis on renunciation?
Yeah, you know, I haven't read enough to speak about him. Yeah. Like, probably, you know, I think, like, but like one place I was reading, and him saying that kind of people come to me, like he was speaking about people, like people who come to him, and he was saying that, you know, these people say that I have renounced. They don't know that, you know, I'm really kind of with the nectar, you know. They don't know this because I'm with the nectar. So it feels like I have renounced, but actually, you know, I'm enjoying so much that, you know, these people don't know, and they feel that I have renounced. Like one place, at least I remember, he was describing that, you know, I really, you know, I'm the kind of enjoyer, you know, like I really enjoy, but other people say that I have renounced. So in order to enjoy maybe something, enjoy in, enjoy the life, maybe some renouncing happened, possibly.